is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Much to talk about this evening. Of course, your calls are the primary element of the show if you decide to make them. Again, 800-259-9231. So we'll start things out tonight with a story about Rand Paul. Maybe you've heard of him. He's the son of Ron Paul. And you know, within the liberty movement, Ron Paul is a bit of a hero. He's somebody who's actually been successfully elected to office, which most libertarians can't claim. He's somebody who has not only been elected to office once, but something like 10 or 11 times. He's won campaign after campaign after campaign.
I think it might be 12.
So Ron Paul, you know, made it into the Republican the primary back in 2008 and really swept up quite a storm of publicity. Managed to raise over $20 million in one day just from basically pretty much internet contributions. It was an amazing decentralized campaign in that Ron Paul just kind of decided to run for president and the grassroots activists just decided to do whatever the hell they wanted to do to support him, and it really worked fairly well.
I think Ron really more acquiesced to run for president rather than deciding to run for president. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People really wanted him to run for president, and he agreed, and it was clear early on that the campaign was basically being pushed along by people who weren't involved in the campaign at all. They were just really a real live grassroots campaign. When so many of them are what they refer to as AstroTurf these days, and that's what most of them really are. This one was absolute grassroots.
And Ron Paul's a fairly principled guy. I had my critiques of his campaign, and certainly he was not pure principled, as I might like a political candidate to be. But then again, it is politics, and political candidates do, they pander a little bit here and there, and some of them pander a lot. In the case of Ron Paul, he pandered a little bit on a few issues. But when we nailed him down, he was a little more agreeable to our particular point of view. I specifically referring to the immigration issue, where he, in 1988, when he was running as a libertarian candidate for president, he was very good and very liberty-oriented on the issue of immigration. But in the year 2008, he sounded much more conservative-ish on the issue, much more statist on the issue. But when feet held to the flames, he did admit that he was only saying that because there's a welfare state and he believes that in the absence of the welfare state that immigration should be permitted. He could have been worse on that issue, I suppose. But I'm here to talk about Rand Paul, son of Ron Paul. And Rand Paul has been, he's been getting some attention within the liberty movement.
He's got a good name, right?
Right. Son of Ron Paul.
Really nice guy. I've talked to him on my interview series.
Politicians are nice.
Yep.
Lots of times to your face.
Talked to him when he came through town for Ron's campaign back in 2008.
Problem is, he's not really a nice guy when it comes to the poor people locked up in Guantanamo Bay. And this,
I've heard about this today, but I didn't read it, so I'm going to have to hear what you have to say on this.
Right off of his website, randpaul2010.com. For immediate release, November 19th, Bowling Green, Kentucky, leading United States Senate candidate Rand Paul today criticized the Obama administration's decision to close the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center and try terrorism suspects in United States civil courts. He said this, quote, "Foreign terrorists do not deserve the protections of our Constitution. These thugs should stand before military tribunals and be kept off American soil. I will always fight to keep Kentucky safe, and that starts with cracking down on our enemies." Unquote.
Well, I know you don't like the term crack down on anything, but I do have to question, what does one do with these foreign terrorists? I've said this all along.
Well, wait a minute. Who's to say they're foreign terrorists?
Well, there's only one, as I recall, that was moved from the United States to Guantanamo. Is that correct? There were hundreds there.
I don't know who was moved there, but I know there are a lot of people in Guantanamo Bay, and I know a lot of them were just kind of rounded up in Pakistan.
Well, okay, they were foreign. Okay, some are guilty, some are innocent. I think we can be clear on that.
I don't know who's guilty or innocent. No trials have taken place, and he's talking about military tribunals here. So if you go with what Rand Paul is saying, then he's in favor of military tribunals for people that were rounded up on the, you know, the whims of whoever the people in power in Pakistan
are. Do you understand how difficult this situation is? I mean, it isn't easy, Ian. This isn't a cut and dry issue.
Well, sure it is. They arrested people, and they shouldn't have been doing that, so they should let those people go. Unless they actually have something to charge them with, in which case maybe then they should
have
a public trial.
But they don't have jurisdiction over there.
Well, then they shouldn't have arrested them in the first place.
They shouldn't be over there. I think we can agree on that. However, when they are and they've captured these people, I mean, you don't need, for an enemy in uniform, you don't need to have a trial. And how would you – these are Army personnel. They're military. They're not police officers. They're not collecting evidence. They don't have evidence, Ian.
Okay, so you give them a credit card, put some money on it, let them out, tell them go home.
Do you want to let go people that are guilty?
Guilty of what?
The people that say that were involved, let's assume, I know that they had the one guy that was, you know, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but the one who was involved in these terrorists that planned the terrorism attacks, they had him in Guantanamo for a period of time. So do you want to just let him go because you didn't have the evidence for it?
Well, didn't you just say they don't have the jurisdiction to arrest those people?
In that case, that guy happened to be in the United States. But
okay.
that was the one guy, and I don't remember his name off the top of my head. You know, I mean, it's to me, he's just another thug, and I don't care about him. But Ian,
yes,
they have a. This is a very difficult issue because of the way this police action, this military action, was taken. It took place. These people would be the equivalent of. You know, enemies at war or something like that. However, they're not because they're not at war, so you kind of have to treat them like they're prisoners of war. You know,
but you're talking about a war that's not really a war, that's just something that they went over and did, and these aren't people who have necessarily committed any crime. Is it not true, Mark, that they basically said, hey, why don't you just round some people up, we'll give you some cash for them.
But not all of them are innocent, Ian.
Isn't it true that that's what they said, Mark? Isn't it true that's what happened? And then the Pakistani people rounded
some people
up. Some
of those people were actually caught by our military personnel actually doing things.
Doing things like what?
Some of them are, in fact, prisoners of war.
Wait, doing things like what? Defending their homeland, so to speak, against invaders?
What do you do with enemy combatants that you find, in a theater of war, even though it's not a declared war? What do you do with them? You let them go because it's not a declared war? The United States government has a very long history of prosecuting wars that it didn't declare. And English law is based on precedent.
You say you're sorry. We made a mistake. We shouldn't be here. We're going home. Here, have a credit card. We're going to load up $100,000.
I don't think that the scenario is that easily solved.
So you're saying lock them up, throw away the key.
If they committed
military
some
tribunals?
Kind of crime, they need, as far as I'm concerned, they need some kind of trial.
Well,
but
wait a minute.
There's no
what
evidence.
Crimes?
I don't know.
Right. Well, what crime are you talking about here? Because is it a crime, Mark, for you to defend your property against an invading horde? Is that the crime you're talking about?
It depends on how you go about defending your property and what invading horde and all this other stuff.
There's some men in camouflage coming up your driveway to kill your family because they think you're a terrorist. You defend yourself against them. Is that a crime?
Look, man, I don't know the specific instances on each one of these criminals.
I don't know either.
I would like to see it. And I don't say, just wholesale, give them credit cards and send them home. I think that's absolutely the most asinine thing I've ever heard.
So you are supporting the state then in this instance.
Look, man, I want to
You're supporting an invasion of another person's land. You're supporting all of the tyranny that has been instigated against these people in Guantanamo Bay.
I live
because Rand Paul said you should
in a living hell.
1-800-259-9231. You're the one calling people criminals when no one's ever been convicted of anything, Mark. They've just been held for years. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Certain restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird, not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at ValleyViewEmus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit ValleyViewEmus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours for free on the front page of the site, going back for an entire year. all free for you at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should have. He's got 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. That's frontsight.com. As we continue here, Mark is showing his fascist colors tonight.
You are out of your mind.
As he responds to this story off of Rand Paul's website, which I feel sorry for anybody that gave this guy money, Rand Paul, with the belief that he was something like his father. I can't imagine Ron Paul saying something like this, but maybe I don't know Ron well enough. Certainly Rand Paul, not a friend of liberty. He says that he thinks that the people in Guantanamo Bay are thugs. He says they should stand before military tribunals and be kept off of American soil. Says foreign terrorists don't deserve the protections of our Constitution.
Well, I don't agree with his harsh verbiage in the thing he's talking about here. All I've said is that I find the situation to be a bit of a Gordian knot. This is difficult. You cannot say all Guantanamo inmates anything. There's no all Guantanamo inmates. There is no all the terrorists.
All of them were arrested illegally.
I don't know that they were arrested.
They were captured illegally.
They were captured by a military.
Doing an illegal war.
I don't know that that's entirely true.
Really? I thought you had agreed with me in the past that this was completely illegal and unconstitutional.
I'm talking about entirely. I believe that that war should have been declared, and I believe that all the wars in American history should have been declared, and all of the actions of the military. However, there's a gray area. For instance, do you think that there should have been a war declared on the Indians when they fought the Indians?
I don't believe in war.
Okay, right. So, I mean, you know, I'm talking to somebody who I can't have a conversation with about this. The fact is that, you know, all throughout American history, many wars have been undeclared. I'm not saying that's okay. I'm just saying...
You're just doing the same old thing that the conservatives do, and that is, well, we're in it now, so we got to win it.
I'm not saying we got to win
it. That's not
anything.
What you're saying, but what you're saying is it's a version of that. You're saying, well, the government people made a mistake by invading there, but now that they've made a mistake and made the mistake of arresting hundreds of people and put them in Guantanamo Bay, we've got to do something with them besides let them go. Why not just let them go? Why not admit that you were wrong? Oops, we're sorry. We made a big mistake. We're so sorry that we kept you here for 10 years or however damn long it's been, 5 years, several years for some of these people. Here, here's a Visa card with $100,000 loaded on it. We're so sorry.
I think they should all have trials here in the United States.
So you disagree with Rand Paul then?
I disagree with
military tribunals.
Right. The military tribunals, I think that there's problems with this. I'm trying to come up with a solution, Ian. You're nailing me to the wall on this, and I'm coming up with a solution for you. Your solution stinks. The give them a credit card and send them home solution, that is not a solution, okay? That is somebody covering their eyes with their hands. I think they should be given a trial in the United States if there isn't sufficient evidence to convict them for having done something.
Then should they get a credit card?
Then they get a credit card. They were brought over here. They were yes. They should get a credit card. Not a big one, but a credit card of some sort. Send them home. Get them out of here.
The reason I say that, Mark, is because I don't think that, first of all, if they were arrested illegally, which they were, they shouldn't have to go through any sort of trial because the government is, you know, it's just short-circuiting all of its own supposed rules, which it always does. It always ignores its own rules. But I'm just pointing out what I think the optimal situation. I think your situation would be preferable to what Rand Paul is saying here because your proposal actually doesn't presume these folks to be guilty like Rand Paul is. He's calling them thugs. He's calling them criminals. Sorry, nothing's been proven about these people. They've just been held indefinitely.
Well, the terminology to me is far too harsh, and I understand that these perhaps pandering to a particular constituency.
Where did you hear the last paragraph?
but and I don't feel the same way that he does. However, I'm not of the opinion that murderers and rapists should be let go because of some technicality. Do you understand?
Well, I'm of the opinion that you need to prove your case.
I am too. And if these people weren't arrested in whatever fashion you wish that they had been arrested by people who weren't police officers, I still don't think we should just let them go, you know?
Well, if you've got evidence that they committed a crime, then...
Evidence that they committed a crime is fine with me.
Clearly, they don't have evidence because they haven't moved to do a damn thing to do anything about having a real trial anywhere that people can actually see it. A military tribunal will not be public, and no evidence will be necessary. They'll just hang them high. They have no reason not to. So here's the final paragraph. Dr. Paul, he gets to call himself that too, believes in strong national defense and thinks military spending should be our country's top budget priority. He's also called for a constitutional declaration of war with Afghanistan. So this guy's just another warmonger. That's it. That's all. Feel sorry for anybody that gave him money. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is one of the guys who is the top... He's getting a large amount of attention from people within the Liberty community as though he's some Ron Paul Republican or liberty-oriented dude. And he's one of the most prominent of those people. And we've had folks call this show before to essentially call these wolves out, you know, these wolves in sheep's clothing, pretending they're masquerading as though they're liberty-oriented in order to get the liberty community excited, to rally behind them, to believe in them, to give them money, to support their campaigns so they can get the reins of power and wield them over people in the way that they think is right. We've had people call this show to out others in the past. Some of these, there are these lists, and I don't remember what this November 5th, I think, was one of them. Lists of people that are allegedly political candidates that are allegedly so-called Ron Paul Republicans. Last guy that called said he took a look into a few of them, and it was absolutely laughable that they would call themselves Ron Paul Republicans. And it's even more sad that the son of Ron Paul doesn't even measure up to his
Can
dad.
Can you read that last sentence to me again, please?
The last one, the last one is he's called for a constitutional declaration of war with Afghanistan. But the one before that is he believes in strong national defense and thinks military spending should be our country's top budget priority, meaning keep the military nice and big.
Yeah, I got
for
a real problem with
warmongering
that.
Freak.
You know,
sicko.
I believe in a strong defense, but I don't think that that necessarily is strong spending on the Department of Defense. Do you know?
Yeah, I think that Americans can defend themselves just fine without the government's help.
Yeah, I don't.
Because
like that.
The government protects the government. I know it's an illusion. They want you to believe that they're protecting you.
Well,
but if they were protecting you, then they wouldn't be all the way halfway around the world doing the things that they're doing, putting you in greater danger. And even if they were here in the United States, all of them were here in the United States and are withdrawn from around the world, they still would have the priority of protecting the state before they'd come and save your house from being bombed or blown up or having your family shot.
That
Not so concerned about that.
Pretty much how it operates.
Yeah. So there you go, Rand Paul. Don't give him any money. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I bet you there's probably not one so-called Ron Paul Republican out there amongst the alleged slate of liberty-oriented candidates.
Peter still looks
up.
Good to me.
Oh, God, there is that guy. I guess he's all right, from what I've heard so far. But we'll see over time.
What
I
about Kokesh?
I've heard bad things about him.
I haven't.
Yeah, I've heard bad things already. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com. where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hello. At OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
On your mind. If you dial in toll free at 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include the bulletin board system. We've got a lot of topics there, over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. We're going to get right back into your calls, but first I want to tell you about startpage.com. You can take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today. Startpage.com. I'm way beyond 7 days myself. I just startpaged Adam Kokesh, since you asked, Mark. About Adam Kokesh. I had heard something, and I don't recall exactly what it was that I'd heard, but I dug around on his website, where he's running for Congress down in New Mexico, and looked at some of his positions on the issues. I guess he's not so different from Ron Paul in that he's pandering on the immigration issue, or maybe he really believes that that you know there should be an immigration crackdown.
You can imagine how difficult it is to be a politician, a liberty-oriented politician, in a border state like Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. Do I have to list them all? California?
No.
I mean, you can imagine. It's got to be incredibly difficult.
Well,
I'm not saying that makes it okay.
Right.
I'm just saying that it's got to be very, very difficult.
It's not difficult when you're principled, because then you just adhere to your principle, and if people don't like that, well, then too bad.
Then they don't
them.
Vote for you. And just like everything, and just like it's been all along, it continues to be. People don't give you, you know, if you don't.
Didn't you learn anything this year, Mark? Ron, what was the guy's name? Bob Barr, that ran for the Libertarian Party. He'd watered down the libertarian principles way, way, way down, and he didn't get more than 1,000 votes or whatever than Harry Brown did back in the year 2000, who was a very principled guy that was running for a political office.
I'm not saying that watering down... It's a tough issue, man.
Diluting principles did nothing to increase the chances for the Libertarian Party candidate.
I wish that my world was as black and white as yours, because it must be awesome to be right all the time.
Yeah, it's really easy. You just support peace and you support voluntary interaction between people. It's not hard. We go to Jamie.
You have to be successful. You just have to be right.
We're plenty successful. This movement's growing. More people are coming here to New Hampshire all the time. Jamie is in Oklahoma for now. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, it's Jamie from Wheels Off Liberty.
You know, Mark, it is awesome to be right. I was that one.
Jamie.
Hey, I'm calling about, and I'm on the road, so I got a bad cell service somewhere down the road. But I wanted to tell y'all about some civil disobedience that's happened in Oklahoma is a prime example of how this can work on a larger scale. See, I'm on my way to the Deer Woods where we drink moonshine and play guitars. I don't do much deer hunting or anything. But all during high school, everybody in southeastern Oklahoma just quit going to school on the week of deer season, and it forced the school to shut down for that entire week. And it's been like that for as long as I can remember. Other schools in Oklahoma or Texas don't shut down for deer season. But since the students decided not to go, the schools around this area was forced to shut down. And I think that's a great example of what we can do to maybe traffic courts or the IRS or just government in general.
Absolutely.
Jamie, if enough people do it, and that's a prime example of it working here in Oklahoma.
Jamie, how many would you – I understand that this has been some time for you. And this was high school? You went to high school?
I did go to high school.
Did you finish?
It was amazing.
Did you finish?
Yeah, I did, man. I don't really remember much of it, but I finished.
Okay. So how many approximately – I understand you just got to hazard a guess here, and I'm going to assume that you guys got through the math enough to give percentages. What kind of percentage of the students didn't participate?
I would say at least 70% of the students did not participate, go to school that week.
Do you think that it would have taken a 70%, in order to get compliance out of the government, do you think it takes 70%? I'm just wondering, if 10% of the students didn't go, it seems like they just ignore it. And so I'm assuming 10% wouldn't work, 70% clearly did. I'm just wondering what that number might be in order to, and it has to be different for every government program, I just don't know.
I have no idea on that. I know that most people don't participate on voting in general, so...
Yeah.
I mean, the civil disobedience of not voting really doesn't work. That doesn't teach them a lesson. But the civil disobedience of, like, what you guys are doing in New Hampshire, of saying, I'm not going to pay this seatbelt fine or whatever that is, they get tired of locking people up. And pretty soon it starts costing the state more money than what it's worth.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one thing that the school system had to realize here in Oklahoma.
The more the better. I don't know if there's a magic number. It may differ depending on whatever the situation is or the budget size of the government happens to be. But I think you're right. The more people that we can get to do non-cooperation and civil disobedience, the less powerful the state will become. Because the state really, it doesn't rule on the fact that it has guns. Because, well, there are more of us than there are of them. So, really, the way that the state gets away with all of its depredations are through obedience, through the silent assent of most people. If there were 5 to 10% of people consistently non-cooperating on a fairly regular basis whenever they got hit with a speeding ticket or something like that, I think that would put a huge dent in their activities and maybe even shut some of it down. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely it would. I think you're right on that, Ian. And hopefully, you know, y'all can get more and more people around the New Hampshire area. I know that I'm a signer for the Free State Project, and I'll move when the time's right to move. I'm not sure when that'll be yet, but I can't wait to get there and be one more of the number that is participating in Liberty there with you guys.
Well, if you guys get a chance, you should come on up here for the Liberty Forum in 2010. The registration period has opened for that. It's my understanding we did finally get the code for our listeners on that. We'll give that to you here in a little bit. But come on up for the Liberty Forum or maybe the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And by the way, I just want to take a moment to shame Mark for making fun of you because you have an accent. Now, I know you guys are good on, at wheelsoffliberty.com is the website. Is that right, Jamie?
That's right, but I'm all right with accents.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I've heard it all my life.
You guys make fun of yourselves for, you know, you call yourself rednecks and all that. But I just want to make sure it's clear here that Mark doesn't have any place from which to speak on this point because, Mark, you were born and raised in Bradenton, Florida. And you were born and raised out east of the interstate in Bradenton, Florida. So don't claim that you're so much more high and mighty and intelligent than Jamie and Mike from Wheels Off Liberty.
Ian Bernard, kiss my grits.
You guys have a great night, man.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, and keep up the great work out there. You can check his show out over at wheelsoffliberty.com and also on the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com. As we continue with Frank in New York, Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I was really shocked with the Rand Paul statement. That really is very dangerous.
Yep.
And
another
also, I was disappointed with Mark. Number one, under international law, the United States kidnapped those individuals in their own country, violated the territorial sovereignty of Afghanistan. And why did we do that? Because the Taliban stopped the opium production, brought it down, and the U.S. had to go in there. And also, the U.S.
wants opium?
Oil and natural gas pipelines.
So you
look at the reasons why we were in Afghanistan, and the Afghans had nothing to do with 9/11. Just as Cheney and Bush has mentioned, they certainly were saying that they were involved in it up until the war with Iran, but the point, or the Iraq, excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself, the war with Iraq. But, no, it's very interesting. The U.S. violated the rights, human rights of those individuals, and when the Canadian government gave a Canadian Muslim to the United States who was innocent, he sued in Canada, and the Canadian government apologized and gave $28 million in damages.
Thanks, Frank, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Shocking story out of Detroit we're going to share with you. I just shocked Mark with it over the break, so we'll bring that up here in a moment. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves, and you need to know about TOTASAK, TOTASAK.com, made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. The TOTASAK is going to be your new best friend when it comes to bringing back the groceries from the car, and I'm not sure what else you can figure out to carry on these wonderful little handles, but that's been enough for me. I've loved them just for that purpose alone. They live in the back of my car, and whenever I bring the groceries back, or whenever we get back home from going grocery shopping, I load up the bags on the TOTASAK, and I can bring them all in one trip. Something like 12 bags, six on each handle. I could probably put more on there, since we just don't buy that many groceries, and it also gets difficult to fit them all through the door. I have to turn to the side to fit through the door. So really, it's just getting through the doorway that becomes the challenge, not actually lifting the groceries, because these things make it so easy. Go to TOTASAK.com, TOTASAK.com, and get yourself a family pack today. Plus, there's a special going on right now. If you call the number on the TOTASAK website, you can order two family packs, and they'll give you free shipping on one of them, so you can send it across the country to some friends of yours that don't live nearby. Maybe get them something for the upcoming holiday season from TOTASAK at TOTASAK.com. All right, we continue here. You can bring up whatever is on your mind, and here is the story, actually. I won't make you wait any longer for this one. The Detroit News reporting that nearly 35 years after taxpayers spent $55 million.
Yeah, $55 million. Everybody,
35 years ago.
This is the sticker in this particular story. Is you have to listen to the numbers, but you will be floored at the end of this.
Think about this for a moment. What would $55 million be in today's money? It was $55 million 35 years ago when this was originally built. That's a lot of money for 1970-something. Right.
Gasoline at that time was like 35 cents a gallon or something like that.
Yeah, so it's probably at least twice as much. It's probably at least two or three times as much, $100 or $150 million.
Yeah, that's really, really conservative.
Yeah, so think about that.
I'd say tack a zero on the end of it. Call it $500 million.
So it's nearly 35 years now after the taxpayer spent $55 million, which, of course, is a typical situation where taxpayers are put on the hook to assist billionaires. These people that own the sports teams, they're pretty wealthy. And they can afford to build their own damn stadiums, but they never have to. Virtually never do these people have to build their own stadiums because, well, they just go to their buddies in government and they, you know, grease some palms, take them out to dinner, buy them some nice things, and then they get them to pass.
Or they threaten to leave. That's the other thing. And the rabid fans say, whoa, you can't take away our
team.
Our team. Go team. And so there's enough people that are excited about it that they managed to get the stadiums and stuff like that.
So that's what they did, and then a year after a $20 million sale fell through, so this was presumably last year, city officials have sold the arena, once called the most desirable property in Oakland County. The price?
Listen to it, everybody. Wait for it. You can't believe this.
$583,000.
$600,000. $600,000!
Yeah, it might be $600,000 after the closing costs and all that, but...
Well, $600,000. I don't even know what to compare that to, but houses in Sarasota, you wouldn't even get one next to the beach for that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, it's just, it's phenomenal. Absolutely crazy.
So, according to the story, David Leitch, the broker with the local realty firm, says this was a giveaway. The property alone at $10,000 an acre should have gone for more than that. And you have the Silver Dome, its contents, and the infrastructure already in place. I'd estimate it would probably go for between $1.2 million and $3 million. I can't believe it.
What do they play in who sold it for this? Who bought it for this? What do they play in the Silver Dome? I know nothing about this. I can only imagine what they're going to assess the taxes on this thing at.
I don't know, Mark, but I just did the math real quick here, and $583,000 out of $55 million. Remember, we're talking about the original dollars, so I'm not even doing whatever the inflation would be. That's 1%. It basically sold for 1% of its original cost to build without factoring in inflation. And if you were to bring in inflation, it would probably end up being like a tenth of a percent.
That's what I think it would be. This is incredible. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
But then again, this is the same place where you can buy a house for, a buck.
Right.
You know?
Detroit is gone. I mean, apparently, America's infrastructure is gone. Destroyed. I don't know what happened.
Such sentiments weren't uncommon on Monday after city officials unsealed bids showing the property that was home to the Detroit Lions was sold. Detroit Lions, there you go.
Thank you.
Was sold at auction to an unnamed Canadian company that plans to bring a soccer league to the stadium. The company's name will be released when the sale is finalized within 45 days. City's emergency financial manager said he acknowledged the sale is not a windfall, but said the Silver Dome's $1.5 million upkeep drained the beleaguered city's finances. We'd hoped it would have brought more, but now the city can be freed of its upkeep and get it back on the tax roll. Said he was disappointed, but knew the city had to shed the costly structure. So it goes on with just their blabbing on about how disappointed they were. But the 80,000, here's a little more info about it. The 80,300-seat stadium opened in 1975 and has largely remained empty since the Detroit Lions left for Ford Field in 2002. The sale included 127 adjacent acres.
Well, this isn't, in Tampa, when they shut down what they called the Big Sombrero, was the stadium prior to the Raymond James Stadium. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium, right? There isn't such thing with that name, but yes, the stadium in which the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play, they just leveled it and used it as parking. So, yeah. I mean, really, how much different is that than this? I mean, obviously, he's talking about just the acreage, but it's, they're going to use it for a soccer team. I guess it's appallingly low, and I agree with, that obviously taxpayers being on the hook and everything is ridiculous, but you'd think that somebody could have made this work for $600,000. I don't know. I mean, just it crazy.
Well, maybe this new soccer people that are taking it over will be able to make it work. I mean, they certainly got a hell of a deal.
Yeah, they got a hell of a deal.
Does anybody want to still pay to go to see a sports game in Detroit? Can people afford to go to luxuries like that in Detroit? I don't know.
Not Detroit proper, but this one isn't actually in Detroit, right? I mean, this is
in Oakland County. Pontiac.
Yeah,
Pontiac.
I don't know the area that well, but
it's a monster structure. I mean, I'm looking at the
picture from
the sky. It's huge.
For $600,000, you think somebody would just want to live in it?
Yeah, I mean, open it as a some sort of a housing structure. You can probably make a bank off of that. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I just thought that was worth sharing with you, just as a snapshot of how bad it really has gotten up there.
What a
Detroit.
Bad idea government getting involved in the marketplace is, too.
You know what I want to point out about that, Mark, and you're absolutely right, and that is that in a lot of cases you'll hear government people use terms like, we need to make an investment in the community. This stadium is an investment in the community. It's going to bring jobs. It's going to bring tourists. It's an investment. Now, of course, when it's an investment, when something is an investment, there's risk. But there's also the opportunity for return on investment. And when the government takes your money from you and invests it, who sees the return if there ever is one?
Clearly the government does.
Yeah, you don't see a dime of it. The government sees the return, and that's presuming there is ever a return on their investment, which would probably be pretty unusual because the government doesn't know how to manage things. It sucks at doing virtually everything that it tries to do, except with the exception of killing people. Blowing things up, it's all right at that.
It probably wouldn't be as good at that as a free market solution to killing and blowing people up. However, governments don't, free market...
The market doesn't have the incentive to do those things.
Right, not in the same way, certainly.
So whenever you hear them using that term, just laugh. Because it's absolutely just laugh-out-loud ludicrous that the government would be investing in anything on your behalf. Because you don't get the return. And in this case, as in so many other cases where government people have built stadiums, they've built convention centers, those are something that really typically bomb out. The government will propose a convention center to be built in a certain place, and they'll talk about, oh, yeah, we're going to bring all these conventions in here. It's going to be great. It's going to be an investment. We're going to get tax money out of this. It's gonna be great. And then they build a convention center because the government can't manage for crap. The convention center goes mostly unused most all of the year long. And it just, like the Superdome here, just sits, or Silverdome, it just sits and sits and costs upkeep.
This
money.
Is, in the case of the Silverdome, it stopped being used in 2002 because the Detroit Lions went away. So there's competition in the marketplace of football franchises to have better and better stadiums. And this is just an old stadium. It's worn out its usefulness in that area, so, the government stuck with this whole thing. They got whatever they were intending to get out of it. I'm not saying that was successful or anything, but, it's hilarious.
Got no ROI in this case. $583,000 originally cost $55 million in 1970s dollars. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.